You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If your child suffered a serious birth injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. I guess we just call Elk and Elk if you need some, like, lawyering.
Let's yes.
Yeah, hopefully.
They do it all.
I don't want anybody to have actually listened to that and have to do it. That
would yeah, be very sad. Or not get Social Security or anything like that.
Yeah. If Social Security benefits have been denied, you can also call Elk and Elk.
I know you can.
Proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns.
Go Browns.
There you go. All right. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Again, the big story around the NFL. Geno Smith sucker punch. You said you were going to rack your brain. No fights, nothing. Were you any close fights, any almost fights in the locker room in your day or outside of, let's call it outside of the field, off of the field?
No, no. I mean, it was fights with non-football players. I've been a part of a few of those, or teammates have been before, you know, out in the club or in the bars or something like that. But that's why when it comes to, you know, Geno Smith and Ick, as we'll call him, the linebacker who's now been since released by the New York Jets, It all comes down to a matter of respect. You know, egos are big in the National Football League, heads are large, pockets are swelling, and when you feel disrespected by another grown man, you feel like you have to stand up for yourself. And that's why I believe this wasn't solely between individual and individual. When another individual puts another guy on blast in front of his peers, meaning like his position group, his side of the ball, in the locker room, a comment is made, you know, in a very, you know, large setting, a guy feels like I'm not only being disrespected or keeping something under wraps from one guy, you know, and I can take that. But when you become the laughingstock of your locker room over something, whatever issue that they have, that sixth grade issue, as Todd Bowles called it, it's a matter of respect, and that's what gets the reaction out of a guy, so much so to feel like he has to get physical, whether it's pushing and shoving or getting in someone's face. But and then what took this over the top was the finger. You know, how many times do you see, you know, when you watch television, whether it's movie or these faux reality TV shows, you put a finger in your face, they smack it out of the way.
Smack it, say, don't you put, like the Kembe Mutombo.
Don't put that finger
don't
in my
put
face.
That finger in my face. By the way, the latest NFL.com power rankings are out and have the Cleveland Browns at number 30. Come on! Give them some respect. 30?
Who did that?
NFL.com. That's their power ranking. And the write-up is actually pretty positive, but it's...
Below us?
The only two teams in the National Football, the Titans and the Buccaneers. That's it.
Come on.
That's it. Jags, Raiders, Redskins, 49ers, all ahead of us.
Well, come on.
We're going to have to prove them wrong here in Cleveland. That's what we're going to do. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, for our producer, Dave DiNatale, for, of course, the Ohio State Buckeye legend, Matt Wilhelm, and myself, Nathan Zagura. Thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, folks.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.